This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of The Drive on KFH. Jason Duda in for Bob today. I'm Jeff Lutz. And this is your segment. Take it over. We'll do our best to give you fodder. But this segment, in the spirit and nature of the show, belongs to you. And with that in mind, let's go to the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline, where Mike, because you've been on the phone for a while, Mike. What made you call so early?
Hello?
Mike.
Yo, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You called us.
Oh, I just had a comment on the Packers Aaron Rodgers thing.
Okay.
I think it all started stemming back when Rodgers got hurt and Huntley come in. They had a bad season, getting rid of some key players such as Jordy Nelson there. He had a bad season, so I think that's why they got rid of him. Plus, he might have been getting old. Another list of players in the comments I might want to make is, I don't think the Packers want to pay anybody. They get them there for a couple of years. They see what they got, and then they're like, well, we're going to hold on to our money. We'll just let them go and get some new blood in here.
You're a Packers fan, Mike?
Yes, I am. Hardcore.
All right. Well,
then what is he still there?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of them paying Rodgers all the money, and maybe there's nothing left for anybody else?
That's exactly right. You know, they're paying – you know, the really, really good players, big dollars, but they're not leaving anything for anybody else, so they just get the change that's left over, hence the new blood that's coming in. They don't have to pay them guys big money, you know.
Mike, here, I have a question for you, Mike. Aaron Rodgers, he actually was a topic that I wrote down for the show today because I have strong opinions on Aaron Rodgers. Is he easy to root for, or is he prickly?
I think he's easy to root for now. At first, when he first came into the Packers, I was a little biased. You know, I didn't want to see the new guy come in. We're all used to Favre. But, you know, Rodgers coming in, he got his feet wet. Yeah, he had a couple bad seasons, but he turned it around. He got a Super Bowl. So, yeah, it's really easy to root for a guy now. Now that he's got a Super Bowl coming, the comeback wins, the Hail Marys, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But like I said, I just don't think the Packers want to pay anybody, and they get rid of a lot of good players that are still in the NFL. You know, I got like Reggie Ragland, Frank Zombel, Sam Shields, Morgan Burnett, Vince Spiegel, Jared Cook, Micah Hyde. You know, why did the Packers get rid of all these decent players just to bring in new people that don't know the system?
All right, Mike, we appreciate the telephone call. I don't know about the Packers system, to be honest. You? Well, this is a hot take show, and I've had this take about Aaron Rodgers for a while, and suddenly it's starting to gain some steam when it comes out that he's tough to play for. None of his teammates really like him. Fraud. He's a fraud. You see him on these insurance commercials. He looks all friendly, and he's cute, and he's got the State Farm thing going on. Fraud. I've known it about him since the day. I don't know what day.
Well, where do you put him in the
who cares?
Can I finish asking you a question?
In the all-time list of frauds?
No. In the all-time list, because I was on
who
here.
Who cares? That's
just
not
a
what
second.
We're talking about.
I was on here the other day with your dad. And we got talking about it, and I left out Drew Brees. And I thank you to that caller who called in. I can't remember your name, but
really,
he's exactly
right. A lot
right.
of gratitude there.
Everybody talks about Aaron Rodgers, but he won one Super Bowl, but that's it. And why is he always put up in the conversation of the top two or three quarterbacks?
Because he's extremely talented. There's no taking away his talent. He's just never had a real running game in Green Bay. His receivers have usually been pretty good. Jordy Nelson was outstanding for several years.
Well, they had him. They had Cobb.
They really had tight end production.
They tried Jimmy Graham's bust.
Yeah, awful.
Absolute disgrace.
Yeah,
ever since
terrible.
He left New Orleans.
It hasn't done anything.
Nothing in Seattle. Nothing here. I mean, I don't know. I understand the caller and what he was saying with the fact that why they get rid of some of the players they do. I don't know. I mean, Ty Montgomery got let go, I think, because he fumbled that in the game they were playing. And he
said something about it.
He said something about it, and then he's gone. Well, you could probably use him right now. He's not that bad of a player.
Well, they've got Jamal Williams backing up Jones, who's injured.
Jones is done for the year. I mean, well, they're done anyway.
It's
over.
They need to set everybody down. But back to Aaron Rodgers. and his personality. Is this the same Mike?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. That's up to you. You got to push the button.
What if it is?
Well, then he's obviously.
I bet it is.
He obviously has something else to say.
But can we talk about Aaron Rodgers' personality?
Go ahead.
He doesn't talk to his family.
What is that? What?
Everyone in his family doesn't talk to Aaron Rodgers, okay?
Why?
I don't know. But it's not like he doesn't talk to his mom or his brother doesn't talk to. He doesn't talk to his mom, his dad, or his brother. He doesn't talk to any of them. Is that a good guy?
I don't know. It depends what happened. There's got to be a story behind it, doesn't there?
Well, his brother said when the wildfire was roaming through California, he didn't even call his mother, who was directly affected by it. Do you take that with a grain of salt? Do you take that as gospel?
Well, that's the thing, is how much do we know is true and how much do we not know is true? I mean, that's the problem. That's a problem with hearing
that about Aaron Rodgers.
But that's the problem with hearing this stuff and people saying it. Look, I'm kind of on your bandwagon, too, that you've jumped on with all these guys saying that, especially when your teammates are coming out and saying that stuff. I buy that. It's not one or two. It seems to be quite a few guys.
Exactly.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is that guy.
Hey, Mike, is this the same Mike?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I mean, I guess we can do that. You're a co-host now.
Okay. So what's the question again?
All right, Mike. I can't. I can't do it. I'm sorry. We didn't ask him a question.
Did we?
Did we?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Why did Mike call back?
I'm not sure. I don't have all the answers. I really don't.
One call, Mike, and that's it.
Well, there he goes. He's gone.
I feel bad now.
Well, you hung up on him. What do you mean you feel bad now?
I didn't have a question for Mike.
Well, then I don't know what he was talking about.
If Mike needed to rebut something that I've said or, offer additional insight, then sure. But what's the question?
I don't know what the question was. I'm lost.
Right?
I'm easily confused as it is.
I know, but when something like that happens,
I don't know where to go with it.
Which direction do you walk to get out of this room?
That way.
Congratulations.
The door's right there.
What'd you think of, whoever we talked to? David McClain.
Well, I give the guy some credit. He's pretty passionate about what he's doing.
Well, of course.
No question. If he's got some backers like Jenny Buss and Mark Cuban and Mark Burnett, I think he said too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about the money side of things.
No,
and
he's
trying
he's
to get
well
it off
funded.
The ground. If it tanks, it's because he probably did something wrong or something, because with those people behind you and the connections they have and the money they have, it's got a chance to take off.
No question. And he's got the Beast. How excited are you about the Beast?
Who's the Beast?
I don't know.
Is she from Wichita?
I doubt it.
Sounded like it. Sounded like that's where he was going with it.
Well, I'm going to try to find out who the Beast is.
Wow. How are you going to... You think they're going to have
Twana
names up?
Ferguson.
Well, there you go.
Now, who is that? There she is.
Let's see.
That's the Beast.
Wow.
You excited to see the Beast in action?
As long as
from the darkest shadows of your nightmares.
Yeah, as long as I don't see her in a back alley somewhere.
Yeah. Unknown. She's from parts unknown.
She's probably from Canada.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe. I mean, I guess it's possible. All right, so in light of Joe Mauer, already he's going to get his number retired.
That's quick.
And, yeah, so I don't know. Joe Mauer was a good player. I don't know if he should have his number retired. Maybe he should.
Yeah, he was
he
there.
Probably should. He's a Minnesota native.
In Minnesota, yeah, and he played his whole career there, didn't he not?
He did. He never left. He's from Minnesota. He was the number one overall draft pick. Okay, I'll give that to
you.
Yeah,
I would
think so. His number's retired. But then I started looking up the worst players who've had their number retired. And for you, I'm going to go only hockey. And I've got about five of these. And I want you to tell me.
Okay, well, let's see if I... Okay.
From the Hartford Whalers, number two, Rick Lee. Lay, L-E-Y. That, any idea?
I remember a little bit, but that was when I was just a kid. Because, I mean, Hartford was only when I wasn't even in double digits back then. So I couldn't tell you much about Rick Lee.
Well, he says he's got his number retired by the Hartford Whalers.
Well, the Hartford Whalers have been defunct for 30 years, 35 years.
Oh, okay.
They've been gone for a while.
Then they've got to retire by the Carolina Hurricanes. Are they still around?
They're still around.
Yes. I thought they reignited the Hartford Whalers.
Not that I know of.
They didn't?
I don't think so.
Reinvigorated, whatever?
No.
Ray Bourque by the Avalanche.
Well, Ray Bourque was one of the best defensemen to ever play the game.
Right, for the Bruins.
That's the question. That was the question when they did it. And whether he go, I mean.
You can't retire a guy's number when he played, what, half a year?
He played there a year and a half, I think.
Come on. You're better than that.
It kind of surprises me that they would retire his number.
He's a Bruin.
He is a Bruin. I mean, when you say Ray Bourque, you think Boston.
Right. You don't get to claim
him.
I mean,
Max can even attest to that. You say Ray Bourque, you think of Boston Bruins. You don't think of the Colorado Avalanche.
No.
He went there to win a championship with Joe Sakic and those guys that year. Who else?
Adam Foote.
Timu was there. Adam Foote was there.
Yeah, that's a good
boy. Good job.
Thank you. Former Columbus Blue Jacket, Adam Foote.
Throwing that out there. But yeah, to be in Colorado just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you know how you'd like have like cultural appropriation that people are very against now? Like when you borrow from another culture and try to represent yourself as that? That's what I feel like this is. This is Boston appropriation by Colorado. You don't get to claim Ray Bourque. That's an insult to the Bruins, to Boston, even to Ray Bourque. On some level, to retire his number for Colorado, even though he won a cup. It's like, okay, he had to come here to win a cup. We'll retire his number in your face, Boston. I don't like that. That's rude.
I agree with you. I honest to God, I can't, as usual, but I can't say anything else.
Why
with
are
that.
We agreeing? So
I don't
much
know,
today.
But that makes sense on that subject.
I don't like it. You can't borrow another guy just and then, oh, he's immortal here. He's not.
No.
The only thing he did is give. He won a cup, but he provided a cup for the players who put the time in Colorado.
Well, very true. I mean, he was definitely a really good player, and he helped win that
question.
Cup. I'm not taking that away from him whatsoever. But the fact that his numbers retired there is a bit shocking, to tell you the truth.
What about Yvon Labrie by the Capitals?
No. No clue.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Number 13.
I'd have to look him up because that name does not ring a bell to me.
Here's one a little bit more in your wheelhouse, potentially. You had those great Oilers teams, right? Name those. You had
Gretzky, Curry, Gretzky, Messier, Coffey, Kenny Linsman, known as the Rat, Glenn Anderson. I mean, they just...
Who was number three on those teams? Has his number retired for some reason by the Edmonton? How do you say
Edmonton Oilers?
Edmonton.
His number three was that. Is that defenseman Lee Fogelin?
It was Al Hamilton.
Al Hamilton. See,
he's got his jersey retired by the Oilers,
and that's surprising too. Because there had to be a circumstance or something because Al Hamilton is not a guy that you're going to think of
exactly
as an Edmonton Oiler.
Edmonton. How do you say it?
Edmonton.
Edmonton. It's like
Edmonton.
Rhymes with badminton.
Edmonton.
Edmonton.
Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton.
Edmonton.
Ed.
How many silent letters are in that?
I don't know. E D M O N T O N.
Edmonton.
Edmonton. Edmonton. Edmonton.
We say Edmonton.
Edmonton. Yeah, but Al Hamilton. I have no idea. Couldn't. And I mean, that's the team I watch. Those are the games I used to go to, and. You were to tell me that's news to me, you telling me
that
today.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? The first player ever to wear number 97, who is it? Has his number retired by a franchise maybe you wouldn't guess.
97?
The first player to wear the number.
I would think so.
Why? Why is that an uncommon number?
I don't know. Usually don't get the big numbers in hockey.
Well,
I mean,
Gretzky.
You can go through Gretzky's 99... Eric Lindros was 88. Paul Coffey was 77.
Do you get
Mario
to be
Lemieux
any number? This is a dumb question.
Was 66. But those were really the only. And then you'd have some guy throwing in a 72 or something like that. But very.
Can you pick any number? I assume you can, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Some teams.
It's not like by position for
but
like in
some
football.
Teams and some teams, some coaches won't let you. They'll let you. The goalies will go to 32, 39. They can have a funky number, but. A lot of teams, no, you can't have a 63 or something like that. And it's
Jeremy Roenick.
But you can, that is Jeremy Roenick, that's
who was
right.
retired by the Arizona Coyotes.
Well, that makes sense. He was a pretty solid player.
Yeah, but he was better with Philly and San Jose, and wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
I mean, I thought so.
Let's go
to the Got It at Tad's locker room hotline where Ted has joined us this evening. What's up, Ted?
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of Mike's phone call and your conversations afterwards. There was a rift between Aaron and his parents, but he just spent his birthday with them December 3rd.
He did?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers did.
Okay. Well, my bad.
Do you know what the rift was?
No, I do not, but I know it came up when his brother was on The Bachelor. That's when it surfaced.
Yes.
His brother was on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
I don't watch that show.
Thanks for the information, Ted. I'm going to verify it. Not that I don't believe you, but...
Brother was on The Bachelor. Interesting.
I'm going to look this up.
Well, you'd be crazy not to.
But first, we'll go to Chris. Hey, Chris. I knew you'd call. We're talking hockey.
Well, yeah, that's kind of it. On a couple things, a lot of times, I think Jason probably knows this, a lot of times these days, those players will wear the high numbers because that's their birth year.
Yes.
I think Crosby is one of those. I'm going to guess McDavid also, but there's several of those that do that. I don't know if they did that way back in the day. Jason could maybe speak to that. But I agree with you. Of course, I'm an Avalanche fan. I agree with you. Bork having his number retired there is a little odd to me. He was – I mean, you think of him there. Of course, Avalanche fans do. But obviously, even if you got even half a sense of hockey knowledge, you know he's a longtime Bruin fan. So, anyway, sorry I missed you the other night, Jason. Would have talked to you. I didn't even know you were there. So
no worries.
Nobody did.
Nobody ever knows.
That's cool. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. I guess we'll try for Joel T. LaMerna. We'll take a break here.
All right.
Oh, also, Wayne Gretzky's number 99 retired by the entire league. You good with that?
Yes.
Really?
Best player ever.
Yeah,
no
I
question.
Get it. But no,
no
don't...
question. Plus, nobody in their right mind is going to wear that number in hockey.
Why? Everybody
because
wears 23 in basketball.
Maybe in basketball it's different. In hockey, no way. There's nobody that's going to want to wear that number because that's the only thing they'll ever be asked about, and they'll never be anywhere near as good. And so there's not a chance anybody would have wore that jersey. That's why nobody ever wore it when he was playing. Did anybody else ever try to wear that number?
No.
No, because then you're going to get compared to, what, do you want to be like Gretzky?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You got a lot of work to do. See you. Get down to the farm system. Catch you later.
We'll chase Joel T. LaMerna. If not, we'll talk more sports. Stay with us to Drive with Bob and Jeff KFA.